Yes, Rodney.
Hey, Jonah. Jonah, I was about to ask you. I mean, ask for advice on a case, and also like a rate. Name is Sean McElroy.
Spell me the last name.
McElroy.
Michael Gray.
No, I mean McElroy. I guess that's the way you pronounce, like McDonald's,
McElroy.
McElroy. Yeah.
Oh, McElroy.
Exactly.
Sean McElroy.
Okay. So basically, we had a conversation about this before, and also some tax on smart cheats regarding them working more than 16 hours and stuff.
Gone.
Now comes the situation that, I mean, one of the three caregivers is no longer in the case because he has something going on. He cannot work anymore. Okay, so there's only two of them. So I am asking Nicholas, which is the other caregiver left, and he's only right now. He's only able to work 9.5 hours every day, daytime shift because he has another patient with another agency, like his mother. Don't I know that she would probably tell me, "Hey, I am available to work as much as you put me to work." But like, I know that if there are more hours and also more overtime with this rule of 16 hours a day, we need to negotiate a rate. So that's when you come to the equation. So I don't know. It's just, I'm just asking for advice. Personally, I was about. I mean, in hearing my insights, I was like yelling myself, like, "Hey, I mean, it's better that he finds another agency that could stop this case." But like, I'm not telling that. But it's only two people, and Nicholas is leaving by March. He's finding another job. So, and the service coordinator knows, as per my notes on Smart Sheets, that we are unable to find more people in the area. Sarah is only able to find temporary caregivers.
It's not something we're going to be able to stop. We have to get rid of those hours, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What do you think?
So she can't continue to work this many hours on the weekend. It's just impossible for her to be doing. She's taking a 6-hour break Sunday night. I mean, she's not even taking breaks. We're just cutting her hours.
Yeah, I can go to the bottom of this, like setting her up for at least do minimum 16 hours a day, because I'm going to figure out like a way to work the hours between Nicholas and her. I know that on the weekend it's only going to be Dawn doing 16 on Saturday and doing 16 on Sunday. Okay, and I know that she most likely will fall. I mean, will do because she. I mean. She's right there with her nose in, so
So I just want to make sure I understand. What is the exact question? You want a rate for someone?
at least for Dawn, because I know that Nicholas would probably still stay with the amount of hours he's doing right now, but Dawn will cover up like the gaps in between. Okay, I guess that, for example, if you look at Fridays, she would probably be doing more right there because Dawn Harmon is not going to be there. So I know that she most likely will be at least until midnight.
So she can work from, like for example, she can work there if she wants. She can work, she has an 8-hour break. She can work from 2 p.m., right, straight till 6 a.m., and then she has to take an 8-hour break and do the same thing the next day. Or she can stop at midnight and then do 8 to midnight for Saturday and 8 to midnight for Sunday. I'm fine with that.
Okay, 8 to midnight Saturday, 8 to midnight Sunday. Okay. Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds cool. She will be doing a bit more on Friday shift because she's just scheduled to do when I told you 4.5?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Right now, she does 14.5, 14.5, 14.5, 14.5. Even up until Friday morning, right, she's at 58 hours. So her rate is right now 15. She would have to come down to 1350.
1350, okay. Okay, that's what I was...
Okay, and we accept that. That's fine because I can't continue to pay her 15 at 80 hours. It's not going to happen.
Okay. You said 8 to midnight on weekends. 12 a.m. weekends would be an option. Okay, okay, I'll take care of that. But like besides that, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to pretend or tell or. How do I say that to give the patient to, hey, like, look somewhere else because we cannot stop your case. I mean, I don't want to tell him that, but,
so
get my point.
We can't stop, we're unable to stop it. That's it. We notified that C already?
Yeah, she's aware.
That's it. We don't have somebody else, and you can't, she's sleeping. Let's be clear. Someone can't work 60 hours straight. It's impossible. The only way that she can be doing that is if she's sleeping.
Right? That's right.
And therefore, we're not providing care anyway. That's why I cut it off at 16. Even 16 is insane. She's already doing 14.5 a day. So
that's right.
You're right. You don't want her to stop services, but we're not providing services. It's a lie to think we are at one caregiver working 80 hours straight. You understand?
I understand.
This is the nature of home care as opposed to, let's say, a facility. We simply are unable to staff. It's that simple. We have to tell the SC we are not able to staff, make sure the client knows that, and we will not staff those hours because we can't. It's not like we didn't try.
No, I got you. I got you. I'll give her a call right now, okay? See what we can do, and I'll let her know about the rate change, okay? If the changes will be effective immediately?
I mean, we're not going to be able to staff it.
I know what I mean, but the rate change for Dawn,
if she agrees on this.
If
she wants to do the weekend hours, then yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Let me know right away because I didn't change it yet.
Okay. I'll talk to you in smarches. Okay. I'm following up with that.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. Bye-bye.
No problem.